Strategic Hot Box with Dr. Brandi Love Stankovic. Discussing leadership, business, and how to take control of your life and achieve greatness. From the streets of Las Vegas, energized, informed, and never diluted, it's time to kick some ass.
Welcome to the Strategic Hot Box. It's your girl, Dr. Brandi Stankovic. We are in for a huge treat today. We're going to talk all about love, my favorite topic in love, and sharing passion and sharing how we can make people happy and smile. And we have a killer strategic hot box guest today who's going to share his experience and how he's doing just that, getting people to share their story, share love, share passion, making people smile. His name is Juwan Arrington. So today's episode is 100 Ways to Love. Let's get started. As you know, we like to learn love and kick ass. And so it's perfect that today's episode is about love. And so in the learn section, we are going to give some tools on how we can improve. We'll talk a little bit about why it's so important in the world today. And I'm going to share some real, I'm going to get real for a second. So we're going to start positive here and I'm going to take it down about 10 notches, just so you know, I'm putting that warning out there right now. And then we'll talk about the love. We'll give you some passionate tips and tools. And then you'll walk away, of course, with the kick ass and some things that you can start doing differently today. 100 ways to love. To start that off, love is probably one of the most important things in my life. It's one of the most important things, I think, in human nature and what we should do, and not just in a romantic sense, but in how we build relationships in business, how we can build relationships as leaders. Network is essential. Networking and building a network is essential to business and your leadership and your future. I think it's all about that. And I want to start our discussion briefly today talking about the events that happened here in Las Vegas. And I'm almost a little nervous even bringing up this topic. The hair on my arms is starting to stand up. But on October 1st, as many of you know, some pretty heinous acts of hate and violence occurred in Las Vegas. The community, families, the world were forever changed. And unfortunately, many events have happened in the world since then. I mean, just in the last month and a half, there have been a couple months, there have been other awful acts of violence that have also occurred. But this one was very close to home. As you know, the Strategic Hot Box is filmed here in Las Vegas. It is my home. It is our home. Everyone here that works, the crew and the team, they all are part and we love this city. And we had many friends and loved ones that were at the event, the concert that night. And all of us have been impacted in some way. Luckily, all of my friends weren't physically hurt. Although emotionally is a completely different story. And we were overwhelmed by all of your reach out to us. We have a tremendous amount of people that are our loved ones and our friends and our fans and our followers. And all of you put your arms out and put your arms out to us for a hug and embrace and said, hey, we want to make sure that you're okay. And so I wanted to formally say to you, thank you. Thank you for making sure we are okay. Thank you for embracing our community. We even had a close friend and colleague, Bob Harrington from North Star Community Credit Union in North Dakota, send a donation for us to give to an organization that we thought would make the most impact to those here in our community. So special shout out to him. Thank you for that. It's just been a very overwhelming last couple months, and I wanted to share with you, again, a thanks, but also the video that we produce for you just a couple days after the event. And I'd like to share that with you now. Scott?
Hey, it's Brandi. As you may know, Las Vegas is the home of the Strategic Hot Box. Thank you, first of all, to everyone that sent us messages the last few days. It's a little overwhelming and amazing, the love that's been shared. It's been a hard week for our friends and our family, our community, the globe. I reached out to a friend that was at the concert that was lucky enough to escape, at least physically unharmed. One of the things that she said really resonated with me. She shared that everybody that was there that night gathered together for the love of music. They were sharing a moment. They were enjoying life. And I can relate to that. I live for music. I've been to many concerts with several of you here in Las Vegas and all over the world. It could have happened to anyone. It could have happened to you, to me, horrific tragedy. And now so many families are forever changed. And I've had some really difficult discussions with my beefcakes over the last few days. As a matter of fact, James last night asked me, when will I stop being scared? And I'm not sure I have the answer to that. So right now, we need to come together. We need to continue to share love. If you are impacted and you need someone to talk to, I'm here for you. Please reach out. And if you want to help the victims and their families, we'll post links where to donate blood and the GoFundMe page. But please, I urge you, our Strategic Hot Box family, if given the choice, choose love. Always choose love.
And listening to the video right now is emotional. I haven't listened to it much since, and just even hearing the emotion in my voice and sharing that with you, it's hard. It was a hard time. It's hard to think this isn't a conversation about what actually occurred. This isn't a political discussion. It's more a discussion that when given the choice, choose love. And I urge you to do that. I also want to point out that one thing I've learned about myself is I am a very ugly crier. If anything I learned from watching that video is all this stuff that happens in my face is not cute. Okay, to kind of bring myself back to this, if given the opportunity, choose love. And one of the most powerful things about social media is the fact that word spreads quickly. And so we can use that in a negative sense. And we've certainly seen that in political discussions and discussions surrounding all of these horrific events. But we also can see that in a positive sense in sending positive messages and messages of love, in sending and sharing stories of positivity. And so now I want to talk to somebody and kind of change gears and shift the conversation to talk about what are we going to do about it? How do we actually share love? How do we share passion? And what can we start doing differently today? And there is a person that's doing just that. He is helping the world spread positivity and love and using social media to make that happen. And one of the coolest things about it is he's starting in his backyard and talking to different people and highlighting the way that they're finding passion. And that is just so cool. So right now, I'd like to formally introduce you to Juwan Arrington. He has his broadcasting degree. He's a photojournalist. He's out and around and moving and shaking. He's studying leadership and people skills for the last 7 years. He's the creator of the 100 series, and he's going to tell us all about what that is. But his goal is to promote positive thinking and living as a lifestyle. And how is he doing this? By talking to people and seeing what they're doing in life and having a way to kind of reveal these uplifting stories of triumph and really to show how people are motivating others and how they have motivated themselves to do better and be better. And he's recently published a book called The 100 Series Presents Shades, Stories from the Quad Cities. He's also a huge CrossFit fan, and I'm hoping that he'll flex for us if at all possible. I'd like to formally introduce to you Juwan Arrington. Juwan! Hello. So I did throw that flex out there. I had to. Even, you know, we talked about it prior, but I had to throw it out there again. So thank you so much for being a part of this. I know that you didn't know that I was going to show that video and talk about Las Vegas in that. How did that feel in watching that video on your end?
Well, I work in news. So I was in the newsroom, you know, as it was happening, because I work a very early morning shift. And I believe that happened around midnight central time, so about 10 your time. So I was going into work about 2 hours after all this stuff was happening. So I was seeing the reports come in. I was seeing, the injury toll and the death toll slowly go up and up even more and up even more. And it was like, oh my goodness, this is terrible. And, you know, for me, it's like, because this isn't the first time that our country has gone through this.
Right,
and
sure.
It was like, at this point, it was like, know what can we do as people, as a nation, as the world? How do we, you know, proactively prevent these things from happening? I think that's a discussion that's going to be going on for quite some time until
from
we can finally get these things done.
Well, thank you for providing your perspective on that. And I think that that's why I feel like what you're doing with the 100 series is so important. And we need to just spread this message and messages of positivity so much more. So tell us about your journey.
All right. So with me, as you said, yeah, I've been studying leadership, you know, people skills, success skills for 7 years now, since 2010. I got linked up with some mentors, and they took me under their wing to really show me, you know, that, you know, I am capable of more. And you know, I went to different leadership conferences, started reading a lot of success-based books, you know, Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill, you know, The Master Key to Riches, you know, How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success, just accumulating a bunch of knowledge. And it got to a point where I felt like it's up to me now to give back. You know, I've had, you know, several men and women come into my life and really, you know, take a guy who was kind of aimless and really, you know, gave him direction. Mm-hmm. So you know, I've been doing things, you know, on, you know, social media long before the 100 series, as far as helping people out and uplifting them, whether it's just, you know, putting out, you know, a friendly quote on my timeline, or, you know, giving some advice, or even giving out personalized messages to my friends. You know, if I see that they're posting something that, hey, you know, they're down and out, they're depressed, I'll personally go into, you know, their inbox and, you know, just say, hey, you know, I believe in you. I'm there for you. You know, you're capable of more, that type of thing. And, you know, just really just, you know, caring and giving back to people. That's just, it's just become who I am.
It's ingrained.
For the last few years.
I love that. And so tell us about the 100 series.
So the 100 series, so that actually started out as just a fun hobby. I started out in 2014, actually, was the precursor. And the way it started out is actually it's pretty cool, because it was from a coworker of mine. She was doing this fun little photo project on her Facebook and Instagram page. It was called 100 Happy Days. And she was just going out and about, you know, finding something positive in her day, and would share it. You know, no matter how her day was, good, bad, or what, always finding something positive to share and to look at. And I really loved that. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to challenge myself to do that too. So I did that. I didn't call it what she called it. I kind of tailored it to my own personality, and I called it 100 Days of Awesome. That's just my word. Awesome is just my word. So I did the exact same thing she did. And my friends, they saw me doing that. And, you know, as I was going through the days and as I was winding down and getting down to the 100th day, my friends are asking me, so Juwan, what are you going to do next? And honestly, I had no plan on doing anything else after that. I was going to do this project. I was going to go on with my life, and that was going to be it. But then, you know, the wheel started spinning inside here, and I was like, well, what could I do next? So I started, you know, brainstorming. I was going online looking for different ideas, and I came across a challenge that was called 100 Strangers. And that was all about, you know, meeting a new person each day and taking their picture and sharing that, you know, on your social media. And I was like, you know, I like people. I like talking to people. So I was like, challenge accepted. And it had the whole 100 aspect in there. So I was like, yeah, let's just keep it consistency and let's do that. So I went ahead and I went out and I started meeting people, you know, just whether I was at a coffee shop, you know, talking to people. I was like, hey, how you doing? You know, strike up a little conversation. And then, hey, I was like, I'm doing this project. Do you mind if I take your picture? And most of them were cool with it. There were a few that didn't want their picture taken. That was fine, but that was a really cool experience, being able to do that. And over the course of that project, I was sitting down with a friend of mine, and she was suggesting, hey, you know what, you're doing, you know, these 100 projects. How about you take that and you create a brand out of that? You know, do 100 of this and 100 of that. And I was like, you know what, that's a really good idea. So in August of 2015, I officially started the 100 series.
Excellent.
The first official project for the 100 series was called 100 Days of Awesome People. And with that project, I was going in my community. I was finding people that were just, you know, doing extraordinary things. I mean, they're not celebrities. They're not, you know, big time athletes. They're just, you know, your neighbors, you know, moms, dads that are, you know, just going above and beyond, help people in their community. I'll give you an example of a woman. Her name was Tina. She and her husband, unfortunately, they lost their infant son to a heart defect about a month after he was born. But what they decided to do was they started up their own organization to help other parents who had suffered a similar losses. So they're using a tragedy in their life to help other families in similar situations. And a lot of people don't know about that. And I thought that was so cool that I wanted, you know, the entire Quad City community to know about that. And when I say Quad Cities, I'm talking about it's an area in Western Illinois and Eastern Iowa, right on the Mississippi River. And it's a bunch of small towns. I'm not going to get into the history, but it's more than four towns, but it's all called the Quad Cities. And we're all one, even though we're multiple. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yep.
But
and so you're highlighting these stories that of people that don't necessarily get the chance to tell their story on a broader scale, and but yet they're promoting or giving back for good.
Exactly. And I could go on for days about just how incredible some of these people are. I mean, you know, you mentioned earlier about me being into CrossFit. Well, we had an athlete who actually went to one of the CrossFit games. It was the regionals before the CrossFit games. And she suffered a really bad knee injury, and she wasn't able to compete. And I sat down and I talked to her about, you know, how she was going through, you know, her rehab and her recuperation. And, you know, just it's amazing how positive she was through that. And just how, despite the injury, how much passion she still has for the sport, how much passion she still has for fitness and for CrossFit. I mean, I can talk to about another guy who's from the Quad Cities. His name is Curtis, and he started up his own production company, his own theatrical production company. That's kind of similar to what I'm doing, but it's more stage-based. It's called Journey Life Productions, and he's using theater as a way to promote positivity. So I talked to him about that, and you can find all these stories on my Facebook page. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But man, it's just been so incredible being able to just sit down with so many people here in my own hometown and just find out all these incredible stories.
Why do you think the world needs this positivity?
I think it's just for the reason that we're talking about at the beginning of the show. I mean, we see just so many negative things that we forget about all of the positive things that are going on right in our own backyard. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can talk about, again, about how, you know, amazing all these people are, and we can get into a rut, especially on social media, because I see it a lot on my Facebook page about how, you know, people can talk about all these negative things and how, like, all these negative things are happening. Well, it's like, no, we have so many positive things that are happening right here in our own hometown, and I'm going to show you all these positive things that are happening right here in our own hometown.
So people can get to know it.
Exactly. So I want to have that steady flow of positivity going so that people know that there are good things happening. Mm-hmm. You know, because the last thing I want to see is a friend of mine losing hope.
Mm-hmm.
I it really breaks my heart to see someone on my Facebook page that says that, you know, they have no hope at all.
Yeah.
And I want to show them, you know, people who, because I know I can't relate to everyone, but I know that I can talk to someone who they can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, maybe from them seeing their story, they can relate to them and see, well, if this person, you know, was in a similar situation that I was in and they were able to overcome it, then maybe I can too.
So you're collecting and sharing these stories, and then that way you can kind of promote this positivity towards others that may need it in those moments. So where is the future then? Where is this going? What's next? How does it go to the next level?
So I kind of structured the 100 series almost like Marvel. Like I have my different phases that I've planned out.
Like, did you say like phase, Marvel, like comic book? Is that what I
like
just
Marvel,
heard?
Yeah. So, like, so the first phase is called Find the Stories. Mm-hmm. That's me going out into the community, finding stories from all these men and women that are doing incredible things, inspiring people, promoting positivity, and getting to the point where people are seeing it, and they're not just seeing it, but they're receiving it. And that will lead to the second phase, which I've tentatively called Positively Charged, where now that we've been exposed to the positivity, now they're going to be inspired to help out. And I actually have a lot of people now who've talked to me about wanting to help, you know, contribute to the 100 series and help me find stories, because I can only do so much with my own time. I mean, I have a job. I'm out doing these projects, but I can only do so much.
You want to broaden the reach.
Exactly. So now I have other people that have contacted me and talked about, and we've talked already about some projects that we're going to be doing in 2018 to help us broaden that reach.
That's amazing.
I know I have one woman who wants to help me out with the series, and I know I've already talked to another person who has said they want to help out too. So yeah, we've got a lot of stuff planned out for 2018. I'm really excited. We're going to be doing a lot more, not just people features, but we're going to be doing some more like local shop features as well. Can I go out and talk to some of the local shop owners and talk to them about, you know, their businesses and what they're doing in the community as well.
Excellent. So can you share a funny story or mistake?
Yeah. So, It was while I was doing the 100 Shades project. One thing I've been doing with the 100 Shades project, and you've probably seen it already in the photos, is that everyone's wearing sunglasses. That's kind of the whole, or part of the whole Shades aspect to the 100 Shades project. And I was meeting with one guy, and I forgot to give him his sunglasses for him to wear. So I was like, and I didn't notice this until after I had gone home and was looking at the photos on my computer, and I was like, oh man, I thought to myself, if I have to, do I really want to call him back and tell him that I messed up and have to reshoot the picture? But thankfully he was wearing glasses. So I was able to go into Photoshop
and tint the glasses
and darken the lenses So I'm not going to say who that person was. I'm going to let that be.
We're
going to
go digging.
Yeah. So that'll be a little Easter egg when you check out the book to see which person has the artificial sunglasses in there.
Oh, that's funny.
But I talked to the guy already and he was cool with that. And you know, he laughed about it.
Oh, that's awesome. So give us a bold action for everyone listening. What's one thing they could do or take away after today?
Whatever it is you want to do with your life, do it. Don't be afraid of, you know, what people may think of you. Live the life that you want to live. You know, there are people out there who will support you. There are people out there who will help you. Live your life 100%, because that's really what it comes down to. That's really what the 100 and 100 series is all about, is giving 100% of yourself every single day. And whatever it is you do, whether that's your job, whether that's, you know, at the gym, whether that's being a mom, being a dad, being a best friend, whatever it may be, just be it to the max, maximum effort. That's what it stands for, 100 series.
Be it to the max. I love it. And if people wanted to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
All right. So you can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/100series. I'm on Instagram at 100_series. You can find my website at 100series.com. I'm on Twitter as well. That's just my name at Jawan A, at JAAWANA. And come join Team 100. I got a lot of shirts here. So,
well, can we join hashtag Team 100 Awesome, or I want to be on the awesome team. I mean, that's going to be the most important.
All right, well, I'm going to have to get you a t-shirt then.
All
I'm going
right.
to have to hook you up with one of these 100 Series t-shirts, but we can definitely make that happen, and Team 100 will definitely be happy to have you, Brandy.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being a part of our show today, and keep kicking ass.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brandy.
Let's get out for our shout-out.
Hey, everyone. I'm Javi from Vienna, and we are here with Brandy. Just check it out, the strategic hot box, okay? Cheers, guys. Bye.
Thank you so much from our friend from Vienna. We had such a blast. He was learning about the strategic hot box. He was so excited, but the word strategic in English was, of course, evading him. But thank you so much for our shout out from Vienna. I love it, Javi. And thank you so much to Juan for joining us here from the 100 series. And I urge you to go out there and see how he is helping to spread positivity. So now I want to talk about kicking some ass and how we can kick ass in the world of positivity and love. First, choose love. I said it in the video about Las Vegas. It, you know, whether it's after tragedy or day to day, if ever given the opportunity to make the choice, choose love. Choose it in your relationships. Choose it in your approach to life. Support one another. Be a part of positivity. Number two, explore your backyard. One of the cool things that Juwan is doing in his efforts is getting to know the community he lives in and sharing that information with the people around him. So explore what's happening in your own city. It, you know, embrace the community that's here. If anything that tragedy does is it will bring people together in some senses, right? And so it's terrible to think that it takes tragedy to do that, but it's that sense of community. It's that sense of love that we really need. So let's do it without the tragedy. Let's go and explore our backyard and build with one another. Number three, talk to your neighbor. Get to know the people around you. So in order to choose love, get to know what's happening. So often we don't even know the people that live next to us, work next to us, work in the same office building. I always give one of my cohorts here, you probably know him, Zach, that works at Strategic Hot Box. I always make a poke fun at him because he says hello to everyone in our office building. And I don't do that enough. I should walk around being like, hello, more often. And he is so much better at that. So next time you're ever in our office, as you'll see, because he's like, hey, he knows everybody. And that's important. Talk to the people around you. Talk to your neighbors. Number four, nurture the relationships. I said at the beginning, I've said it in other podcasts, relationships are everything. That's where the love kind of stems from. And nurture those relationships and build them beyond. For ones that you really can take and see into the future, nurture that, build on it, and understand the value that it is from both sides. And number five, unbutton your passion. Unleash your passion. Build with someone like Juwan that's out there in the 100 series and building things of awesome, building stories, building and reflecting on passion. But unbutton that. Do it. He was saying, if you want to do something in your life, do it. Unbutton your passion. Unleash the things inside of you that you want to live. Get out there and love one another and, you know, and kick ass in the process of that. You only get one chance. And so do it. Unbutton it. Unleash it. Go free in your love and your passion. That's your top five. Kick ass. Thank you again to Juwan for joining us today. It's really great to talk about passion. And thank you again for all of you that were sharing your messages of love with us when it did happen, those events did happen in Las Vegas. We are forever grateful to all of you for being here for us. And we'd love to hear from you on future topics that you want us to talk about here at the Strategic Hot Box. So, you know, head on out and email us, podcast@strategichotbox.com. Or we're on Twitter, at Brandy Love, BrandiLuv, or of course on Instagram at Strategic Hot Box, and then Facebook. You know, we're out there on Facebook. That's where we love to connect with most of you. So for ongoing access, of course, to me, the guests, we will put all the information out there in Juwan, as well as any of the other guests that we've had on the show. There's some executive coaching tools. We've also got some pretty cool merchandise. He was talking about t-shirts. We've got some kick-ass t-shirts out there just for you. Get out to the strategichotbox.com. And you know, anything that you would like to see here, we'll make it happen. You want me to kick ass? I'll make it happen because I'm asking that of you every single day. So like I always say, until next time, get out there and kick some ass.